Philadelphia public health leaders say up to 90,000 city residents could lose Medicaid coverage next year under new federal work requirements and rules. Donna Bailey of Community Behavioral Health says fewer patients will now be able to access mental health services. It will not only impact their lives, but also the city's infrastructure of service providers. Bailey spoke during a city council budget hearing yesterday.
Sadly, I think additional agencies are going to close. Our rates are going to be capped. Our rates are going to diminish, and we're going to have to make hard decisions, I think, about what the network looks like and who and how much we're able to contract for.
CBH is working with mental health practices to identify at-risk patients early to help maintain coverage. Proposed legislation would put Delaware gun dealers under more state oversight. The bill would enhance Delaware's current licensing system by expanding background checks and mandating training. House sponsor, State Representative Mara Gorman, says some of the problem dealers are repeat offenders.
They're doing it again and again. And so by increasing our ability to regulate these dealers and provide oversight, we will actually be holding accountable the dealers that we know are the most reckless.
The legislation would charge dealers a state licensing fee. It would also require them to have security features like alarms and surveillance systems. A new exhibit at the Historical Society of Pennsylvania looks at the long and winding road to revolution. Paths to Independence is a show of historic documents that reveal the journey toward American democracy. It was uncertain and at times a contradictory one. It opens Thursday and runs through September. On Tuesday, May 5th, it is 75 degrees in Philadelphia, sunny and windy today with a high near 85. Increasing clouds tonight, breezy, low around 63, and rain tomorrow, high near 73.